Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, June 6, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we share the White House report on the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and her visit to Portugal for the 6th annual, the 60th anniversary of the Art and Embassies celebration in Lisbon, Portugal. The White House reports that Dr. Jill Biden arrived in Lisbon and issued remarks during this 60th anniversary of the Arts and Embassies celebration, something attended to by a number of dignitaries. The plane touched down at Lisbon Airport after a short flight at 3:50 p.m. June 5th, and the First Lady emerged from the plane to the tarmac to a beautiful sunny day wearing a beige two-piece suit. She was greeted by U.S. Ambassador to Portugal, Randy Levine, Deputy Chief of Protocol, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Josi Arsenio, and a few other officials. She was given the bouquet of yellow and pink flowers after a short greet. She was then loaded into the vans and whisked to the venue of the Catholic University, where the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the U.S. State Department's Art and Embassies program was in full swing. The event took place in a big theater with a huge screen. The stage has three chairs and a podium with three flags in display, the U.S., Portugal, and the Catholic University. There were about 400 guests, including students, diplomats, curators, artists, academics, and educators. The time on the ground was very short. And, of course, the First Lady was received well, and she personally thanked all of those who made this trip possible. And this report provided by the First Lady's press pool also shared the remarks made in Lisbon. Of course, Dr. Biden paid special attention to the female students when she arrived, Marrakech in Lisbon. The motorcade arrived at 2:45 p.m. and drove through citrus-lined trees of the city of Marrakesh to the First Lady of the United States destination of Ibn al-Arif Middle School, where she arrived June 5th. And in the morning of June 5th, her first event was an open-air classroom called the Robotic Club. Students split into different groups, both boys and girls, and demonstrated to the First Lady their own projects. And these were aimed at developing their STEM skills. A few spoke English. The class was conducted primarily in French. One of the students had a toy truck operated by remote control displayed on the floor of the classroom in front of the First Lady. Dr. Biden paid special attention to the female students, praising their skills and interest in technology and explaining her background as an educator. She turned one laptop around to face the cameras to show the students projects to the pool press and asked if they had any questions for the students. The school receives funds from the Millennium Challenge Corporation aimed at improving the quality of education in Morocco. One of the students asked the First Lady to sign a placard which read, "Welcome Dr. Biden" in Arabic. Also, it was written in Amazigh and English. She exchanged a few questions and answers with the students and was very attentive and engaging. The next stop at the same school was an English classroom, another mixed class of boys and girls. The students were learning English with headphones and written words of a song on their laptops. Of course, the students were too shy to sing it. Anthony Bernal, senior advisor to the First Lady, played the song. The song was "Count on Me." He played it loud on his phone, and the First Lady asked everyone to join, including the press and the staff. And with that encouragement, they had success. The children were encouraged, and they sang along. Dr. Biden asked the children if they visited the United States, and what their experiences had been. And she asked who were their best friends, and they had different answers. Of course, none of them had visited the United States, and for many of them, their best friend was their mother, their other parents, or certain classmates. And the students asked Dr. Biden about her visit to Morocco, and she listed all that she was going to be doing during her trip and said it was amazing. The third stop at this school was a folkloric dance performed by the students. One student danced in the middle of the group and danced to the beating sound of a drum, while others were clapping and waving Morocco flags. Finally, the First Lady stepped in and took a group picture with all the students before heading to the airport. And at the airport, she was greeted by the same royal guards dressed in an immaculate white traditional attire as she walked on the red carpet. She said goodbye to the ambassador and his wife and to the Moroccan chief of protocol before embarking on the last leg of the tour at Lisbon. The flight time was around about an hour and 30 minutes. And her visit to the Middle East and was concluded with her visit to Jordan, Egypt, and Morocco. And now for the report of her remarks as she arrived in Lisbon. And of course, the First Lady is encouraging the spreading of technology, education, the STEM programs, and she is encouraging female students everywhere she goes to excel in these areas of growth opportunities. She arrived in Lisbon, Portugal afterwards, and she was greeted by a number of people, including José Arsenio, Deputy Chief of Protocol, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Colonel Abel Duarte de Oliveira, Commander of Air Transit Field Number 1, Portuguese Air Force Base, João Ricardo Mendes, Advisor for International Relations to the President of the Portuguese Republic, Paulo Rodrigues, Assistant Protocol Officer, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Randy Charno Levine, U.S. Ambassador of the Portuguese Republic, Rebecca Neff, Deputy Chief of Mission, U.S. Embassy, Lisbon, and Jennifer Whetstone, Defense Attaché, U.S. Embassy, Lisbon, Colonel. And the First Lady gave remarks at the Lisbon, Portugal Art and Embassies event. The First Lady joined the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Department of State's Art and Embassy celebration to highlight the important role of the arts in U.S. cultural diplomacy efforts around the world. remarks delivered at the Catholic University of Portugal were heard by students, educators, academia, professionals, artists, and curators. For this 60th anniversary event, the Art and Embassies AIE program in 2023, the U.S. Embassy brought a number of iconic American artists to Lisbon for a series of workshops, panel discussions, and public events on the role of the visual arts in furthering diplomacy. The Arts and Embassies has helped further U.S. diplomacy through their mission of cross-cultural dialogue through the visual arts and artist exchanges for nearly six decades by providing works of art from preeminent American artists for display at U.S. diplomatic facilities around the globe. AIE, the Arts and Embassies, helps showcase the culture, history, and values of the United States as seen through the eyes of the American people. The Museum of Modern Art first envisioned this global visual arts program in 1953, and President John F. Kennedy formalized it at the U.S. Department of State in 1963. Today, the Office of Art and Embassies in the U.S. Department of State engages over 20,000 participants globally, including artists, museums, galleries, universities, and private collectors. It encompasses over 200 venues in 189 countries. For more information on the Arts and Embassies program, you can go to https://art.state.gov/. And the First Lady gave remarks at this event, which, of course, is historic in that she has been able to serve in much of an ambassadorial role from the White House. And here are her remarks as delivered at the 60th anniversary of the Art and Embassies celebration in Lisbon, Portugal. The First Lady said, "Thank you, Ambassador Levine. Randy, for many years now, you and Jeff have been such good friends to Joe and me, and it's wonderful to be here with you and your family. Thank you for your service here in Portugal." Back in February, when Randy personally invited me to this celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Art and Embassies program, her passion was clear. If you know Randy, you know what I mean. We made it work, and it's an honor to be here with you today. Good afternoon, distinguished guests, Mayor Moedas, Celine, President Lima of the Azores, and Minister Mendez. And it's great to see so many, many familiar faces. Ambassador Milstein, Ambassador Harputlian, Ambassador Moser, and Ambassador Reynoso. Julissa, as proud as I am of the work you're doing in Spain, there will always be a place in my heart that misses hearing your incredible laugh in our office every day. Congressman Don Beyer, Director Megan Beyer, Rector Gill, thank you for being with us today. And my dear friend Ellen Sussman, you have dedicated your life to art. Thank you for sharing your passion with me and the world. Also recognize the Meridian delegation who has come here from the United States, Ambassador Holliday and Gwen. And finally, please meet my daughter, Ashley, and my sister, Bonnie. Art is about connection. In a world that asks us to sprint from moment to moment, from meeting to meeting, art stops us in our tracks. It feeds our spirits when we're hungry for something more. It shows the contours of our sorrows and joys so that we know we aren't alone. It brings us back to the beauty in every moment. Art is the evidence and expression of our humanity. and even when it's easy to get caught up in differences. Yes, art can unite us. Connection is what diplomacy is about as well. For 60 years, the State Department has recognized the diplomatic power of art, distributing works to embassies throughout the world and deploying over 200 U.S. artists as cultural envoys to local and local communities as well. With each brushstroke and bar of music, with each workshop and cultural exchange, we are creating a conversation about history and legacy, about ideals and identities, about the invisible threads that tie us to one another across oceans and continents. Diplomacy isn't only about a government-to-government relationship. It's people-to-people, heart-to-heart, and when visitors understand that so much can grow from common ground. Randy, I know how deeply you believe in this effort. Your dedication and passion to promoting the arts worldwide is unparalleled. You empower and unite a community of artists who are transforming our countries, not only with their work, but with their commitment to democracy. And the collection you've created is a celebration of the complex and rich beauty of America. Even as exhibitions end, the collections you've made and the new ideas you shared will live on. We're joined today by members of the Foreign Service, dignitaries, and some of the United States' most prominent artists. Thank you all for being with us. You remind us that diplomacy, justice, liberty, these things are alive. They breathe, they beat inside of us. And every diplomat working for a brighter future, every painter and singer and sculptor helping us see the hidden colors of the world around us. Thank you. And these were the remarks as prepared for delivery by First Lady Jill Biden at a women's empowerment event at the, she also made remarks, but these remarks were prepared for the 60th anniversary of the Art in Embassies celebration. So First Lady Jill Biden, in her travels, also delivered remarks at a women's empowerment event at the Anna Kill Association on June 4th. And these remarks were delivered in Marrakech, Morocco. And she stated to those at this event in Morocco, June 4th, during her Middle Eastern travels, and this again was at a women's empowerment event at the Anna Kill Association in Marrakech, Morocco, June 4th. Thank you, Manal, and thank you for using your music and your voice to empower young people in Morocco and our world. Ambassador Talwar Punit, since Joe's time in the Senate, you've been such a great partner to him. Thank you to you and your amazing team for everything you do to continue building connections between Morocco and the United States. I'm grateful to be joined by Wally Dardori and to see the Enakil Association up close. Zakia, what you've created here is not only saving the lives of the survivors you help with counseling and skills training, you're also helping countless Moroccans whom you will never meet, whose lives are better because this organization has strengthened women's and disability rights, along with so many support systems. So thank you. And thank you to Give Directly and other organizations here who are doing such important work. I'm honored to join such an impressive and inspiring group today. From soft lullabies to calls for justice, women nurse and nurture, teach and build, lead and dream our world forward, each and every day. And while we have never been silent, women have been silenced with violence, with hate, discrimination, and isolation, with work and care that is never done. For many women around the world, simply raising their voice is a struggle. But here, with survivors and advocates, cooperative leaders, and entrepreneurs, we are reminded that this sisterhood cannot be silenced. We're reminded that when women come together as mentor and mend to heal and hope, to tell our stories, we can rewrite the narratives of injustice and inequality. We can pen a future for all of us that is new and beautiful and bold. When women earn money, we invest it in our families. When women are educated, they pass on that love of learning to their children. We become mentors and help others find success as well. We create jobs. When women have the ability to participate fully in society, we create more peace, stable places to live. Empowered women power our communities. The United States understands that. We stand with women throughout the world. That's why USAID has invested in this space and so many of you here. We're proud to be your partner. But this isn't just about government-to-government relationships. It's people-to-people, heart-to-heart, and we want to work with you to help make our world better for everyone. The United States is grateful for its longstanding partnership and friendship with Morocco. Under His Majesty's King Mohammed and Sixth leadership, Morocco is encouraging reforms to empower women and youth, reflecting our shared priorities. Yesterday, Princess Lala Hasna graciously met me at my arrival. And as we were getting to know each other, she told me about her work to educate children and young people about the importance of protecting our climate. I was inspired by her passion, and I'm excited to take her story back to the United States to look for more opportunities to learn from each other. Because our world is tied together in immeasurable ways. And that common ground is where the foundation of our shared future must be laid. Some of you may know the peace activist Latifa Ibn Ziyatin. A few years ago, she was given the International Women of Courage Award by the United States for the work she began after her son was killed by a terrorist, efforts to support youth and end violence. And once, when she was asked for words of advice, she said, "Dream about something beautiful. And when you pray, pray a prayer of peace, a prayer of love." As I look around this room, I see that beautiful dream in you. I see how you've changed the world in big ways and small ones. A smile when someone needs it most. One hand taking another, saying without any words at all, "I'm here, you're not alone." When we come together as partners, we can begin to work against injustice. We can repair what's broken and build something new. We can be the arms of welcome, the hands of kindness. We can stand shoulder to shoulder and lift each other when we fall. That is our prayer of peace, our prayer of love. So thank you for giving one another and me hope. Thank you for lifting your voice, your voices, and showing us how high women can rise. And thank you for making your communities and your country stronger every day. Shukran Bazaf. And that was the remarks as prepared for delivery by First Lady Jill Biden at the Women's Empowerment Event at the Enakil Association in Marrakech, Morocco. So this is the report of the travels of the First Lady of the United States and her impact, her global impact, especially her emphasis on the empowerment of women in places where women have may not have traditionally been empowered. And her emphasis on the support of the United States for women's education and for their involvement. U.S. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden has made her presence one that is symbolic of the empowerment of women above and beyond being married to the leader, but being a leader in their own right. And she reminds those she speaks to that she is an educator. She continues to educate. She has been independent in her ability to define herself and her mission and her partnership with her husband, the now President of the United States, Joe Biden, is defined as one that continues to encourage the empowerment of all in the areas of self-determination through education, through economic upliftment and participation. And she continues to encourage the highest ideals in the nations that she visits. So her visits to Morocco and Portugal left historic imprints on those with whom she interacted, and she also set a precedent for future first ladies in performing those very important diplomatic roles and encouraging the education, the economic empowerment, and the political participation of women everywhere. Dr. Jill Biden. And those reports were shared at the White House pool that reported back on her travels to Marrakesh, Morocco, and Lisbon, Portugal. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Tuesday, June 6th. I'm Naima Latif, giving you reports from across the country, the world, and across the street where you live. Thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow. Join us again, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. And wherever you are, adjust your time so you can hear our reports live or they're in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.